Hello, my name is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, I have Patty Hudgens with me. She's a homeschool mom with 13 children. She has 3 biological children and 10 adopted children. She's married to John Hudgens, who is an engineer, and I've had the privilege of homeschooling with them for many years. So, Patty, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being here. Patty, you've adopted 10 children, and we know that there are so many children who stand in need of finding a family. Tell us your story, how you and John decided that this was a good fit for your family.
So when I was a little girl growing up in Phoenix, New York, the family next to me was a foster family, and I loved what their family did, and they explained it to us in sweet, simple, childlike terms, and I told my mom that one day I hoped I would be able to foster and or adopt. And I always had that dream. And when I graduated from high school, I went into the Air Force active duty and met my husband. And I told him, even while we were attending the same church, I said, I just really think that one day I'd like to adopt. He thought that was wonderful. And we always kept open to that. In the 90s, we got stationed at Little Rock Air Force Base in Arkansas. And the church that we attended, the pastor's wife worked at an adoption agency. So we became foster parents and adopted through their services after doing foster care for newborns only for a few years. And then we adopted our daughter, Olivia. And then a couple years later, Rebecca. And a couple years later, Josiah. And we thought we were done. And we retired from the Air Force and came back to New York, where I grew up. And a neighbor had a sibling group, and our heart had always wondered about that. And she said that she needed to return the sibling group to take back another sibling group that she had had for years that were back in care. And so we decided to adopt that sibling group of 3. So they had been here for about a year. We were contacted saying that they now had another sibling. And that happened a total of 4 more times. For a total of 7 in that sibling group. And so God was so good to us through that time. We had so many people helping and offering to help, both in the foster care system and the adoption world, and neighbors and friends and relatives and pastors and Sunday school teachers, Awana leaders. It has been a wonderful, wonderful journey. And that's why I was glad you asked us to tell our story, because we wanted to say to people who are considering this, that there's a lot of help for you if you feel like God is calling you in this direction.
You know, and the Bible tells us to care for the orphan and to care for the widow. And you guys have done that with your adoption. Now, when you moved back to New York State, what process did you go through to begin the adoption process?
We were interested in that sibling group. And so we didn't know how that would work. And so we called the caseworker from the children and said, we're not really at this time with our children being so small. We didn't want foster children coming and going right now, but we thought we might be open to that in the future. And she said, people don't know that you can be so specific. You can say, we'd like to do short-term foster care. We'd like to do long-term foster care. We'd like to foster only with the hope and prayer of adding to our family. Or we'd like to be in between wonderful place for children, but we don't want to adopt and add to our family. You can say, I only want teenagers. I need them to be able to get on the bus and go to school and come home, and I'll be home after work. Or they can say, I only want newborns. She made us totally comfortable saying what worked for our family at that time. She was amazing. I hear people say all the time things that are just not true. I can't foster because I don't have a bedroom that child could have all for themselves, and they'd have to share with my 6-year-old. I can't foster because I work outside my home. I just want people to know that there are people with answers who can help guide you. Is this a good time? Do you need to wait a year? And then when it feels like it's right for your family, then you'll go through. We chose to go through the county. So we took foster care classes. And through COVID, I was told that they are online even. I'm not sure if that's still true. But there are people who will answer all the questions, and they help you sort out so many things. I thought I didn't need foster parenting classes because we were already parents. So I had no idea that fostering children is different from parenting your biological children. It just is. All the children have been through some sort of trauma, and we needed tools to be able to meet them where they were.
Patty, what a blessing that you've been to the children that you've adopted. I've seen that firsthand. Thank you for the encouraging words. Maybe there is someone who is interested in adopting, so I appreciate you sharing your story.
And I appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you for joining us on Spotlight. I'm Sonia Hines.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road. That's spelled MAKYES Road, Syracuse, New York, 13215.